There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello?
Yo, hi. It's Michael Costa from Remember F1?
Yeah, how's it going?
Well, personally, it's fine, but this F1 stuff, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. Is now a good time to talk?
Can I call you back?
All right, look, I don't get what's going on. You got me into Formula One last year. I reluctantly became a fan.
Okay.
And Ferrari sucks? This is my team. This is embarrassing. I picked them.
Yeah, well, I mean, you picked them, exactly. We didn't make you pick them. We kind of told you they suck.
You kind of told me that they were a big team. And George Russell, he's cute and all, but put up a result.
Well, you got to stand behind your choice.
Because now you got me into it. And so I'm kind of, my Instagram is buzzing. I'm getting the headlines, but I don't know what the shit is going on. What's up with the tires? I've changed tires once in my life.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
The buttons on the steering wheel. Looks like a video game controller. What does each button do?
Yeah, they have a lot of buttons.
What's an undercut? What's an overcut? Why are they driving in the rain? I see celebrities in the paddock. What is the paddock? What are all these graphs and screens that the engineers are staring at? Who's driving the fucking car? Is the engineers or the driver? What else do the people who do the pit stops do? Is that all they do? They work for 2 seconds. That's a great job. I wish I had that job. I know just enough now that I know that I don't know anything. And I blame you for that, Yohai. Is that even how you say your name?
Michael,
I need information, dude. You can't just turn me into a fan and then leave.
I hear you. It's
all
just,
right.
I'm in the middle here.
Sorry. Go back to your family thing. I just am confused and I'm angry and I have you to blame for it.
From iHeart Podcast, 101 Studios, and Sports Illustrated Studios, this is
Choosing Sides. F1.
Did we win some award last year?
No. We were nominated for 2 different awards, I think. Yeah.
Those things were all bullshit, but whatever. Still, when you win them, it's nice.
Yep, total bullshit.
Okay, let's do it.
Do it. Let's do it.
Tony.
Yes.
Last season, Lily guided me into this incredible sport and helped me choose my affiliation. Lily.
Yes.
I need some ownership over somebody, a team, a car, and that's missing.
Well, have I got a podcast for you?
Holy shit! to give a little skin in the game so I knew what was going on, and I chose a side.
You chose Ferrari. My condolences.
Why the fuck am I so unlucky?
How's that turning out for you?
Looking back, if I could go back in time, maybe I would revisit that decision.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fucking God.
And then George was my driver. I even got a George Russell tattoo.
Okay, stop.
I feel lost.
I think I know what your problem is. Just regarding Formula One.
I was going to say, yeah,
this is just therapy. This is therapy 101. Let's go. I think you haven't figured out yet exactly what type a Formula One fan you are and could be.
I don't understand. You mean there's different types of fans?
Oh, yes.
So, Tony, you can help me figure this out. You can help me figure out what type of F1 fan I am?
Oh, have I got a show for you.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Yeah, I can't turn this off, sadly. Shit. Yeah, okay. You're stuck. We're stuck with this one, that's for sure.
Before we keep going, who are you?
It's a good question. It's one I ask myself every day.
We have just wrapped the Austin GP.
Tony Cowan Brown here, or F1 Tony.
Hi, I'm F1 Tony, but you can also call me just Tony. I'm a tech and Formula One commentator, coming to you live from the F1 paddock at the Miami GP. Live from the inaugural Formula One Vegas GP.
I don't know if you can actually hear me because the audience and the fans have been so incredible the whole weekend.
I'm an avid Formula One fan and have been since 1991.
Wow.
That I just aged myself massively.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant I just was introduced to it last year.
I know, but has it been fun?
It's been fun, but man, there's a lot of questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of answers too. That's the beauty of it.
And do you feel like you have a lot of those answers?
Yes.
I'm in.
You're in? Let's
I'm
do
all
it.
In and great.
Okay, let's get cracking.
Michael, I know you're a celebrity, but this is radio, so they can't see you. Do you want to introduce yourself as well?
Well, hi, my name's Michael Costa, and I'm back for season 2 of Choosing Sides.
Because Costa is back in town.
I explained this in the first season. Any activity where you have to perform under pressure, I love. Watching humans step up or fall in a moment of pressure fascinates me. And man, is F1 like the ultimate of that. Because if you mess up, there's real consequences. It's not like tennis, my sport, where if you mess up, you hit the ball in the net.
I know there's been some debate on Twitter about the miss of the year. I think we have a new nominee.
Who cares?
Goodness me. Stern words from Tom Leonovich.
But in this sport, if you mess up, there's danger, there's fire, there's speed.
Money.
There's tech, there's money. As far as the logistics, the history, the sponsors, the understanding of the sport, I am a big dumb idiot.
That's actually how we found you. We're looking for somebody who is not an expert at anything. Doesn't know anything.
I'll tell you what you're an expert at. Busting my balls.
Tony, on the other hand, who is an actual expert, she was one of our guests in season 1. And there's this one thing that she said back then that stuck with me and that I think really speaks to what we're trying to do here in season 2.
I am a firm believer that the more you know about something, the more you get in, the more you can enjoy the actual sport.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's definitely like a lot of subjects where the more you know, the more you know that you don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah. And also, the more you know that you don't know, the more you know that you know.
Zoltan, can you just shut him down?
Don't touch that button, Zoltan.
Can you shut off his mic?
I have more to give.
Yochai has now left the chat.
Thank you. What's the plan? What are we doing here?
So I feel like in season 1, we gave you the basics and we helped you figure out who your team and who your driver is. Season 2 of Choosing Sides is going to be the 102, if you will. We're going to take you and we're going to take this a step further. We're going to dive deeper into the intricacies of the sport in an effort to help you figure out what kind of Formula One fan you are, Michael.
I didn't realize there were different F1 fans.
Talk to me, Goose.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
It is another day in paradise.
So over the past few months, Tony and I have been very busy conducting dozens and dozens of interviews.
Those experts are helpful. They make me sound better, and sometimes they interrupted me, and I don't like
it. My name is Madeline Coleman. I am a staff writer covering Formula One for The Athletic.
My name's Tariq Nasrallah.
Blake Kinsey, a.k.a. Brake, former F1 performance engineer.
Romain Grosjean, professional race car driver for 20 years now. Passionate about life and pretty much everything that can fly, float, or go fast.
Lily Herman, writer-editor by trade. In the context of F1, I did
co-host season one of Choosing Sides F1, so I am very familiar with everyone. I'm here to be a menace to Yochai.
I'm sure we're just going to have fun and you'll pull out the best bits.
Hi, I'm Scott Mansell, founder of Driver 61.
Is it fair to call you a tirehead?
Treadhead would rhyme. Or wheelnut could also be technical.
I think fashion is how these personalities show who they are.
I do have to mention the cute boys.
I think fangirls get a bad rap. Our goal is really just to bring people together, fangirls, fanboys.
We talk to super fans, drivers, engineers, journalists, meteorologists, human encyclopedia.
Hello, folks. I'm Sean Kelly. All the facts and figures you hear in a Formula One broadcast, whether they be in the graphics, whether they be spoken by the likes of David Croft or Martin Brundle or Alex Jakes or whomever, I am chiefly responsible for all of that content.
All people who are coming at the sport from very different directions, but nonetheless, they all are madly in love with it. And one thing they did keep coming back to was how layered and nuanced F1 was as a sport.
I've always thought of Formula One as a bit like an onion in that it has many layers. You know, you can appreciate it just at first glance of what you see, whatever that may be. You may find Charles Leclerc on social media and think he looks cute or cool or whatever and start following him. Or you may be very interested in the aerodynamic side of things and come at it from a technical point of view. The point is, it's all of those things and a lot more.
It's almost like going from looking at a 2D shape, like a circle, into a 3D sphere, right? Or like a square into a cube. Like, you just see more dimensions, more layers, more pandemonium, more tension, more stakes. They all exist the more you know about the sport.
And the more you stick with our show, the more layers you'll add to your F1 cake.
I think that's lovely. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, we're back from the quick break. Tony, give me a little rundown on the different types of fans. What are my options here?
Okay, so you could have your game theorist, for example. Because this isn't a game of Uno. This is very much a game of chess.
Yes, it is. In some instances, especially a race.
Former F1 engineer Blake Hinsey.
If you want to watch a Formula One race and understand what's going on, you have two options. You can watch the race lap by lap and observe what's happening and say, wasn't that great? But one of the best things about Formula One is the suspense. And a lot of people get a lot of satisfaction of having an understanding of how the game can unfold and the variables, and they want to know what's going to happen next because they're probably watching it with their friend, and it's like, watch out for Carlos here. He needs to stop soon for new tires. And without that kind of context, you're kind of sitting there thinking, well, what's going to happen next? You don't have to be an expert, but having exposure and awareness of the variables at least gives you so many more questions and so many more things are going through your head while you're watching a Grand Prix.
That's game theory.
You could be someone that just loves the strategy of the sport.
You know, you can have a plan, and if somebody does a different move and you do not react to that move, you can end up
at a disadvantage, and it forces your hand, and it can put you in a difficult spot, and you may not have all the, you know, you may not have all the information you need to make that decision. But do you make a pit stop to cover that car, or do you stay out and stick to plan A? Which one pays off?
Okay, what else?
Statistician.
Tough to say.
I mean, I'm sure, Tony, you've spoken to a ton of people who are like, it's just a bunch of cars going around in circles, isn't it?
Think data, data, and lots and lots of data.
For me, the data-driven part of fandom and the stories which really unfold during a race or during a season, it's just such a complex web of stories all happening at once, and that's why I think I just get so fascinated by it.
Tech entrepreneur Tarek Nazlawi.
If you're a person, a fan, that loves to live in the rabbit hole, that loves to understand what's going on beneath the surface, well, all the story, like the broadcast, is such a narrow window on all of these events that are going on, like tire graining, pit stop times, overcuts, undercuts, fuel consumption.
Oh, God.
You understand, like there's a much more complex web of stories going on in one race than you can possibly see on the broadcast. And to me, that's the real fun of it.
I don't think I'm going to be a statistician fan.
Well, maybe that's my job to convince you.
Yeah.
Even at a zero level, tires are complicated. And the more you know, the more you can enjoy watching the racing.
Tire Head, which I think is probably, yes, we're going to devote a whole episode to
that. Well, we have to.
We have to.
Because they talk about it so much.
Well, look, if you were to let me talk as long as I wanted to about tires, especially with such a knowledgeable person as Tony here, I could go on for hours and days just talking about tires.
This interview with Matt Trumpet, a huge self-professed fan of everything and anything to do with F1 tires.
Crazy.
Did in fact run pretty long.
And I could tell you that the suspension design, the camber, the toe, all of it is aimed at making those tires operate in a very narrow temperature margin. And within that narrow temperature margin, there's an even tinier sweet spot. So if you're ever watching qualifying and suddenly somebody does something extraordinary, what's really happened is they've prepared the tires on their outlap, where they drive very slowly to perfection, and then managed them perfectly throughout the lap so that they use the very last of their grip exiting the very last corner. The physics of tires is amazing. Hysteresis and all of viscoelastic performance and, you know, glass transition temperatures is just really amazing. There's just a world of research that goes into these things.
Please.
Finally.
I can't wait. That episode's where the rubber meets the road.
Pun intended.
Let's go. There's other types of fans?
There are. The logistics nerd. This is absolutely a traveling circus.
There's nothing else like it, really. There is nothing else like Formula One logistically because of all the different components that go into it. I mean, we're talking about the cars alone weigh 2,000 pounds.
This is Joe Pompliano, entrepreneur and investor.
It's really one of the only global sports that we have. There are sports leagues that play in other places. There's, you know, European football teams that play friendlies in the U.S. and even the NFL goes international. But Formula One is global in its blood. It's everywhere. People need to remember that in some instances, Formula One is taking over, you know, an entire downtown area or an entire track.
23, 24 different countries.
Mm-hmm. And it makes it really challenging because it's not an asset-light business where you can just kind of pick yourself up, fly over there, and then do the event. It's, you need the cars, you need grandstands put up, you need premium hospitality, you obviously need to bring hundreds of employees, you have to have the motorhomes set up and the hospitality areas for the teams themselves.
There's air freights, there's things that are put on the back of trucks, there's things that are put on the back of planes, on the back of boats. You have to make sure that everything arrives on time.
And that's really challenging logistically because there's so many different moving parts.
Yes.
The logistics part is always one that I find fascinating, especially if you talk with anyone on the logistics teams in Formula One, they will say there's no plan B.
Right.
There's a plan A, and plan A has got to work.
Right.
If you don't deliver fuel, the team is unable to race.
This is Giorgia Tirabassi, DHL Motorsports trackside manager.
In this case, there is no plan B because it has to happen. They don't have any other choice other than using their own fuel. So it's one case where, yes, we don't have any plan B. It just has to happen.
You know, a general would say that an amateur would talk about tactics.
Right.
But a professional would talk about logistics.
So who are you reading a military book or are you just coming up with the stuff in your head right now?
Yeah.
I like that. Are there other types of fans? There can't be.
Yes, the list goes on. We're only halfway through here. Where there is money and where there is power, there's always going to be drama and gossip. And in Formula One, there's a lot of money and there's a lot of power plays happening.
Yes, lots of drama, lots of gossip.
That was Zoe, one half of the Hannah and Zoe duo behind Fan Behavior Podcast.
It's always funny to me whenever we get, again, people commenting about how, like, why are we talking about this sort of drama, off-track drama, or something that they don't feel like is what is on track. It's like this sport is full of drama. And I think sport in general, yes, obviously the focus is what happens on the track and there's drama on the track, but you also can't ignore what's happening off the track because that also affects what happens on the track. And I think Formula One, again, this plays into the Real Housewives component of this, of why people compare it to that show. It's just, it's so insular. It's so tight. It's so close knit that I think that breeds the drama and the gossip. I think any friend group, you know, friend group, family, there's always drama. There's always gossip. And I think the closer you are, almost the more drama and the more gossip there tends to be.
Okay.
Speed Junkie.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got to have
something about speed.
Speed.
Yes.
We haven't even mentioned that.
We haven't mentioned that.
That's the coolest, one of the coolest things. These things go fast.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, in my opinion, it's the most beautiful part of racing.
Scott Mansell of Driver 61.
The finesse, the skill that these drivers have in kind of caressing the car into the braking, in through the corner and extracting the very most speed that they can is fascinating to watch. Now, I'm aware it's very kind of detailed viewing. And as you get deeper and deeper into the sport, for me, it's the most fascinating part.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a funny story. My wife always complained that I was training too much. I was doing too much gym. I was doing too much bicycle.
Yeah.
And I didn't need all of that to be a race car driver.
And that's ex-F1 driver Romain Grosjean, a.k.a. The Phoenix.
And then at that accident in Bahrain where 67G impact, got stuck in a car on fire, didn't lose consciousness, which is amazing, and was strong enough to escape from being locked between a barrier, a halo, a headrest, and into fire. And just because I was strong enough and fit enough and got the energy to jump out of it, I made it. And since then, she was like, well, you can go as much as you want to the gym. So, it worked out pretty well. But you
did all of that, Romain, to be able to spend more time in the gym. Then there's the tech nerd.
Everything about Formula One is engineering. So you cannot consume any facet of Formula One without touching on engineering and its impacts on the sports, the outcomes. Everything is about numbers through and through. There is no way to avoid engineering and Formula One. They are coupled. They are the same.
So this sport is tech-powered.
Nerds are taking over, man.
Nürburgring 1957.
Then we have the history buff.
Right.
Jumping into an early lead is Juan Fangio, number one.
Fangio was in a Maserati miles behind the two Ferraris and drove out of his skin, frightening himself.
You're back with us at the Brickyard, the super speedway. Chaos, confusion reigns.
For those listeners who have never heard of the very sad 2005 USA Formula One start, can you give us a quick story time, a quick debrief?
And Senna sprints away, but Alain Prost takes the lead. It's happened. Senna is trying to go through on the inside, and it's happened immediately. This is amazing.
He was otherworldly. I've never met anybody like Ayrton Senna. It was a real kind of charismatic presence.
James Allen, a legendary F1 commentator and journalist.
When he walked into a room, everybody stopped. All eyes kind of, wow. He carried a presence like I've never met anyone before or since. And God, could he drive a racing car. He was so fast, he was, I think what marked him out was his commitment. All Grand Prix drivers have a huge level of commitment, but he was absolutely on it the whole time, and nothing, was too much, whether it was in terms of effort that he put into it or trying to find a competitive edge or going over the edge sometimes.
I'll give you one stat, Jim Clark.
And that's Matt Bishop, another legendary F1 journalist and the founder of Racing Pride.
He won 25 Grand Prix out of 72 starts. Guess how many times he came second?
It was in the fifth lap that something went wrong. Clark's car had not reappeared in front of the timekeeper.
This sport has such a deep history, and there are so many reasons why we've ended up with the sport in the format that we have today, from the types of cars to the types of racetracks we have.
The men to whom speed spells thrills, crowding miles into minutes on the screaming tarmac, they ride with life as the passenger and death on their tails. Care for a lift?
We're not quite done, but we're very close to being done. We are close. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Tony, we're back.
Yeah, welcome back from our break.
Mm-hmm.
So what have we been doing? We've been running down the list of all the different types of fans that you could potentially be.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we've reached the last one, Michael.
Oh, okay, cool.
Bonjour from the beautiful Côte d'Azur. I'm Michelle Costa here with your Monaco weather forecast.
Last but not least, we have the meteorologist.
That's a fan.
Yeah.
I get like this sense of like excitement and thrill and just adrenaline pumping.
Elizabeth Olmacher, retired storm chaser and a meteorologist for RaceWeather.
Is anyone else reporting rain?
One of the things that every team hopes that they can control, but they know they absolutely can't control.
So it sounds like it's just you that's reporting the rain. I suspect it might be the sweat.
I was using my radar and the different tools I had, but I don't recommend amateurs chasing storms.
Yeah, I've seen tornadoes in person.
Dr. Aaron Studwell, a meteorologist and the founder of RaceWeather.
I live on the east coast of the U.S. now, so it's not real. If I'm here, I'm generally tropical storm chasing or hurricane chasing.
Let me get this straight. You're going to devote an entire episode to the weather.
Well, I am British, after all.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Wow. We have a lot to cover. I'm excited. And it's nice to meet you, Tony.
It's lovely to meet you, Michael. And I feel like we're going to have fun in these next couple of episodes.
Sounds great. Sign me up. When do we start? Where do we start? How do we start? Why do we start? A lot to cover. I'm looking forward to this. Let's go.
This has been Choosing Sides, F1, a production of Sports Illustrated Studios, iHeart Podcasts, and 101 Studio Podcasts. The show is hosted by Michael Costa and Tony Cowan-Brown. This episode was edited, scored, and sound designed by senior producer Yochai Meital. Scott Stone is the executive producer and head of audio, and Danielle Wexman is Director of Podcast Development and Production Manager at 101 Studios. At iHeart Podcasts, Sean Titone is our Executive Producer, And a special thank you to Michelle Newman, David Glasser, and David Hutkin from 101 Studios. For more shows from iHeart Podcasts, go visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And whatever you do, don't forget to rate us and tell your friends. It really does mean a lot.
So next week, on episode 2 of season 2 of Choosing Sides, we're going to look at what it looks like and what it means to be a business fan of Formula One. Where does the money come from? Where does the money go? How is it being spent? Why do companies even sponsor Formula One teams? And do they actually turn a profit from it?
I was wondering about that.
What's the market value of Formula One, and what's the market value of Formula One teams right now when we're seeing all the hype around it, especially in America? We're going to ask questions like, why do companies even sponsor Formula One teams, and what do they get out of it?
That's one of my questions.
Like, why do they do it?
How much does an F1 car cost?
Yeah.
Can I put my name and or my face on an F1 car? And who owns F1? I guess we'll leave that for next week, Tony.
Speak to you soon. Darling, we'll see each other soon.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.